And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
The lady that runs the IGA, I've been shopping there for 5 years. She goes, now I know who you are. You're in the Telegraph. I said, that's the beauty about radio. No one knows what you look like. You know what she said to me? She's about 60. She says, geez, you've got a head for radio.
That's not very nice.
Thank you very much.
Tell her she's got a head for IGA.
Darryl, I have a little bit of respect.
Women in league round. Come on.
I was eating a fair bit of chocolate when I first had Eliza. And her skin started to break out a bit. So I thought maybe, because you know when...
She was having chocolate milk.
It was unpasteurized. But then I stopped eating the milk and her skin cleared up. The chocolate.
You should have had.
You
should have had some malt as
only
well.
Only when I'm very hungry, Buzz.
Yeah. You could have given her a milkshake. Had some malt as well. Jumped up and down, threw some ice cream in.
I think it's almost.
Oh, Darryl.
She loves
but anyway,
chocolate milk.
I had to cut it out because I thought it might be affecting her little skin. But anyway, thanks, Cadbury.
You had an option to listen to you, Gibberers or Clinton. I know which I'd be listening to. Maynard every day of the week.
Is Maynard good?
No. Ricky, are you there?
I'm here.
So what happened with the play?
We got probably halfway. Up and coming over Newcastle, I think we were.
That's not halfway, mate.
Geez, you're chirpy this afternoon.
It's not halfway. It's 2 hour drive. Gold Coast, a 10 hour drive.
You're a fifth of the way, David.
20%.
You won't be replacing Buzz with that kind of talk, Dave.
Why is he so cranky?
Somewhat some good news for the Dragons. They did manage to pop Gareth Widdop's shoulder back in, so I guess that's a bit of a positive.
Billy, have you had your shoulder pop back in?
No.
Well, let me tell you, it's no bonus.
Okay.
Let me tell you, son, it's no bonus. Happened to me a long, long time ago, but getting your shoulder popped in, I tell you what I'd rather do, and it wouldn't be in the top 300. Get my shoulder popped back in, so I've had a bit of luck. They might have had a bit of luck, and Gareth hasn't. He's walking around like Quasimodo.
He could be on for Rothfield's column for buying followers, you and the mole.
I would not. Look, I am...
There it is, the mole and the mole dog. They're together, yes. Both buy followers. They're related.
As if I would ever buy followers.
Mole and the mole. There's
you know what?
Column.
Say sorry or else I'll sue you for defamation.
Sound like Figgy now.
You're a dribbler.
Yeah, you're a dribbler.
He's talking to you.
Darryl, you'll love this email that came through during
you.
The news.
I will love it.
It's from one of our listeners, Darren, who says at Liverpool, put your pole down, please, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. That hasn't been said to him for quite a while.
He was down for that whole set of six.
Not sure exactly what happened here. It's not a broken jaw, is it? I mean, I'm wondering whether it's a facial injury.
Nothing comes into contact with his face.
Well, when they went out there and had a look at his head, but I just wonder whether there's a neck problem or something. Or is it a pec? Now he's holding his stomach. He's holding his pecs now.
You're playing Operation, David. You've named every body part.
We'd obviously gone to a break, and Thirsty and I were just sitting there at Brookvale Oval, and I'm sitting there, and I hear this ad. I'll fill in what Thirsty was saying.
Hey, Davo.
Yeah?
Hey, Davo.
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Hey, Davo!
Yeah, what do you need? I'm here. I'm right here. Who is it? What do you need?
Imagine that, Dave. He's sleeping.
Oh.
Hey, Davo! I've jumped across. I'm on the landing. Let me in. It's Filfrus. Open up. It's the big man. Christine, who's this Neanderthal?
Somebody get security.
I don't know this heap.
What about if he put his nose on the window? It'd be an eclipse.
I just can't imagine someone trying to ring it up and say, yeah, can you come over and just give the horse a massage, please? Yeah. I just can't imagine that.
But they're so good at it. At the end of it, you can almost see the horse turn around and say, thanks, mate. It feels a lot better.
Don't. Darryl, I can see your face.
My sort of horse.
And a good strong run, Parpley. He goes straight and hard.
Oh, stop saying it Parpley. It's Papali. Be Papali for 10 years. Oh,
cauliflower ears.
Oh, look at Davey. Holy moly.
That just looks like...
How did you get a cauliflower ear like that?
Wow.
That from listening to yourself. Even his ears have turned off him.
Mark, your chair that you've been sitting in during this call is like
hot.
It's wet. What's going
wet.
On?
It's hot.
How excited did you get during that game? Did you need to go to the toilet?
I beg your pardon.
Did you not make it?
Wet.
It's what's happening here?
Well, my
you need to wear speedos to the footy.
Oh, leave me alone, would you?
Well, I thought I just wasn't sleeping well and went and had a sleep test. Sleep apnea.
So you go to over, you got a sweaty bum and you've got sleep apnea.
I beg your pardon. I've got a bad head. I'm 33. I've got no life and I've got sleep apnea. Thank you very much.
Apply within.